Hello and welcome. If you've been a Kev on Stage fan for a long time, you know this is an old series I used to do dating all the way back to 2012 called Dear Kev on Stage. Since it's new, I actually have no new questions yet, but if you'd like to submit a question that you want my advice for, email me. And that's dearkev@kevonstage.com. That's D-E-A-R-K-E-V @kevonstage.com. But since we don't have any questions of yours to ask, we decided to pull some from six brown chicks on Twitter. These questions and advice solicitations are hilarious. So if y'all can't keep up with this style of question, then we're just going to be doing questions from six brown chicks. Joshua, shall we go to the first one? The first question submitted to six brown chicks is this. My drunk ex was ran over by a truck. Parentheses, legs are crushed, but he didn't die. He's in the hospital. Thoughts and prayers about his legs, but he owes me money and the hospital won't let me near his room/wallet. His family won't help. What to do? It's $50, not worth suing. Let me tell you what. The fact that your ex got run over by a truck and you just said thoughts and prayers about his legs, you didn't mean that. You did not mean thoughts and prayers about those legs. You know that, Sharon. You don't care about those legs. How dare you? Actually, how bad was the relationship that your drunk ex got run over and your first thought is, God dog it. He owes me $50. $50? $50. You are upset and ready to sneak into the hospital John Wick style, beat the guards and the police to go into a broken legged man wallet for $50. Give me your Cash App. I will personally send you $50. It's not worth suing. That means you thought about, okay, let me tell you, what are my options? Broken legs. He can't work. Not going to get the 50 from him. His family won't help. I want to sue him, but legal fees kind of prevent me from that. Thoughts and prayers about the legs, by the way. Terrible news. What else could I do? Six brown chicks. I'll email them because maybe they know how to get $50 out of broken leg Bobby. This is a terrible relationship. I know that from the fact that your ex was drunk and in a car accident where he was struck by a moving motor vehicle. And you're like, he owes me $50. And this lets me know also when people say thoughts and prayers, they don't mean it. I mean, I know when congressmen say that, oh, thoughts and prayers. Nobody really means thoughts and prayers. It's just the thing you say. You really want to say, I just want my money. Get better soon or not. How long has he owed you $50? This is weighing on your heart. This man needs rest, rehabilitation, and on top of all the stress that he is enduring, you want to steal $50 out of his wallet. God bless you. God bless America. Let's move on, Joshua. Joshua's my producer behind the camera. I love skinny guys, and I never believed that one could give bad sex until now. He spends a lot of time. First of all, stop fat shaming people like me, okay? I'm not skinny, but I do good sexing. Ask my wife. Don't ask her. It's going to be weird if a stranger asks her how my sex is. I digress. He spends a lot, capitalized Josh, he spends a lot of time with oral foreplay, but his bumpy beard and his asthma issues make it awkward. He can never get an erection with me, yet he masturbates daily. What to do? BBW in distress. This is what you get for fat shaming us. You're a big woman based on yourself. And you thought all skinny guys were built the same. Oh, he's skinny. He don't know how to do me some good loving and all that. And his beard. And trust me, I know a lot about beards, seeing as I have a full one myself. I know it can be a lot to ask. But the funniest visual on planet Earth is a man struggling to please you with asthma. Go on, hold on, girl. I'm about to. Ooh, I'm about to tear you up. Ooh, girl. Ooh, I'm about to, don't you. Nothing kills the mood like albuterol. If I'm not mistaken, albuterol is the little thing in the kshkr. And I can't imagine being like, oh, yeah, skinny boy. Oh, skinny. And you just, you got your eyes closed and you just hear, you hear Darth Vader down there trying to go to town. He's struggling with his breathing. He got small alveoles and he can't focus because he's seeing stars down there. What if he had an asthma attack and died right there on bottom of you? Like, like in The Color Purple, how'd he die on top of me? If he went, meet me in the subway, I'll go down. What if you're like, come on, baby, I need you to really do this for me tonight. And he's like, come on, man, I don't have my thing. Come on, man, you'll be all right. All right, fine. Yeah, girl, you like that? Girl, do you like that? Do you like that? Do you like that? Do you like? Don't grab my head. Don't grab my. Don't grab my. Tell him to shave the beard. You can't have asthma and a bumpy beard. There's too much going on down there. As far as what he's doing with you, when he's by himself, you probably don't have to worry. He probably has plenty of medicine on hand. I think you should learn your lesson. You got to learn your lesson from the fact that you chose a man based on his weight and you prejudged him. You thought he was predisposed to great sexing, and he wasn't. And before you choose sexual partners, check their medical history, okay? You can't have somebody doing something you want and they don't have good breathe. He don't have good breath. He can't be down there long. He can't be before you long. He has bad breath. Not like stinky breath. He just doesn't have the ability. All right? Don't force him to go down there. He finna die. All right. Next question, Joshua. Here's a good one. Fatherhood changed me for the better. My newborn is my world. I got an extra job to handle things and be the father I never had. How do I tell my fiance about my new daughter? How do I tell my girlfriend about my fiance? I'll need both to get along to help me. See, this is what happens when your dad's not around. We gotta get the nuclear family back on track. We got, maybe even not the nuclear family. We gotta get our fatherhood back on track. The first thing first, why did you cheat on your fiance? You couldn't have had the baby with her. How do you, the girlfriend don't know about the fiance. The fiance don't know about the girlfriend nor the baby. Sir, I don't want to be crass here, but I'm under the assumption you're not going to have to worry about them getting along. Okay? When your fiance finds out about the baby and the girlfriend, you won't have a fiance anymore. So you can be the best father you had. You're going to co-parent with the girlfriend. When the girlfriend finds out about the fiance, you're not going to have the fiance. So you're just going to have the baby. So make sure that you take care of that baby as best you can, because you're not going to have no girl. Or you get both. You never know. Stranger things have happened. Some people want to be married so bad, they'll take the new baby. Now she don't have to carry. It was like a surrogate. Look at the blessing. You got to position it correctly. This is how you win. You go to your fiance and you say, listen, God has blessed us. We have a baby to raise together. You don't even have to worry about carrying it. Stretch marks. Pew. Psh. Morning sickness? Oh, no. You don't have to worry about those things. Here's a baby. He's going to come over and be raised by you. You can name him. Help me name him. Help me raise him. You got to pitch the positive qualities of this. You've got a baby without any of the huss and fuss, the hullabaloo. This is what the Kardashians are doing. Rich people do this all the time. Position it like, listen, rich people, they don't worry about carrying their own babies anymore. Someone else can do that. Now you go tell the girlfriend, you say, hey, look, you don't have to do this with just me. You get a bonus mom. The same way parents have bonus kids, you got a step family. They, oh, here's my bonus kid. Tell the girlfriend you got a bonus mom. Hey, you want to go to Vegas with your girls? You want to go to Miami for Labor Day? Go ahead. Bonus mom's got it. You got an extra set of hands. It's like a nanny, a backup. Now you got a whole other set of grandparents. Think of the amount of gifts the children have. When you need to pitch this to these women, point out the positives. The positives are going to get you free. Next question. Here's a good one, Joshua. Dated since high school. She wanted us to join the Army together. I threw away a scholarship to enlist with her. The day we were supposed to sign up, she got pink eye, so I went alone. I get deployed and find out she never signed up. She lied to get rid of me. Help. Oh, we've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. Listen, people, just break up with people you don't want to be with. How elaborate of a scheme. Listen, here's what we got. We got to support our troops. Don't you believe in this country? Don't you have the benefits of the Army? You've got medical, you've got health care, you've got a home, you've got pay, you get to see the world. Let's join together, huh? Let's do this thing for our country, for America. We got to defend the flag. All right, I'm going to meet you down there at the enlistment office. And the thing about pink eye, it's a smart choice. Because you want to come over, you can't come. Oh, I got pink eye. Oh, I don't want to be contagious. Oh, okay, I'm going to meet you up there. All right, I'm going to meet you up there. Now, he done went through basic training. 6 weeks, 8 weeks. I don't know how you went through basic without knowing. You can't unenlist from the Army, huh? When you can't, once you sign your name, you can't be like, ah. Is it like buying a car or they're like, hey, man, I don't want this no more. I don't know. You're in now. Who's been in the Army? Join us in the comments and let us know if you can un-Army. Can you say, nah, I don't want to be up in the Army no more? Let us know. Because the fact that you were hoodwinked that way, use some of your Army stuff to get back at her. Get stationed at her house and take all her groceries out of her refrigerator and refill them with MREs. Meals ready to eat. If you're a little kid and your dad's and mom's in the Army, you know about this. Oh, you guys are just great. Oh, this is just fantastic. Here we go. Let's continue. Ah, here it is, Joshua. Fiance was having our baby. I spent evenings rubbing her feet, rubbing or running out at midnight to get her food cravings, looking for a better job, etc. At the gender reveal, she confesses there's no baby. She lied because she's ashamed about her weight gain. I'm sick. Oh my God. Can you imagine at the gender reveal? She pops the balloon and it's just black smoke. What is that? That's actually no baby. This is just barbecue ashes from the grill. I had just taken that from we barbecued the 4th of July. That's just charcoal ashes. That's not nothing. I just, listen, I was mostly just hungry. And I realized if I was pregnant, you would cater to me. And I am totally sorry. I have a food baby, though. I definitely have. I'm 6 months along with macaroni and cheese. I'm definitely, I'm full. And look, I'm prepared to have a baby. I've got all the meat in my hips and thighs. I got childbearing thighs. You just got to get me pregnant. The thing that's funny about this, the gender reveal is 5-6 months in, 4 or 5 months in. You were that oblivious? I guess you could be oblivious if you never had a pregnant wife. But you were that oblivious. This is why you got to go with them to the test. If you're having a baby, go with them. See, the pee stick, that's just the beginning. Okay. When my wife peed on the stick, I was like, oh, cool. She's pregnant. But you can have false positives or false negatives. I don't know. You can have false. But the real truth is the blood test. You go into the doctor, you take the urine test at home. You go into the doctor, you test the blood test. Then you start to see some sonograms. Go in with them in the appointments. Don't just be believing people. In the aerospace industry, with my wife worked for many years, they have an old idiom. Trust but verify. Okay? Trust but verify. I believe you're pregnant. Trust me. Let's just make sure they put the jelly on your stomach and they go around with the dolphin thing. And I want to see I want to see an outline before I go pick up these ribs. Because I've been picking up a lot of ribs and I ain't been hearing no. You should have heard a heartbeat by the time the gender reveal is there. How much money in are you in Postmates and Uber Eats and DoorDash? How much money are you in? Because I'd be quite upset. I feel like you got to break up, Josh. You got to. There's no way you stay together. With a food baby at a gender reveal. And by the way, gender reveals, enough. Enough. We just have too many reasons to party. We really are inviting people over to celebrate the fact that you're having a boy or girl. Why? The baby don't know y'all out there partying. We just want another reason to play spades. You don't have to have a balloon pop to play spades. We just invite the people over. Do you buy gifts at a gender reveal? I've never actually been to a gender reveal. I don't know. I'm sick of them. Fun fact, the woman who is credited with starting gender reveals, her baby is the girl. I think she had a girl who was... revealed at the gender reveal, and that kid is non-gender binary or non-binary. So just keep that in mind. Ah, man. I got a new job. Me and my boyfriend, 8 months, celebrated the entire weekend. My first day at work, he dropped me off but never picked me up. I Uber home and my apartment is empty. He took my TV, my son's Xbox, my wigs, and our food. How to fix us. Heartbroken. I don't want to be the first person to tell you this. It's over, man. Why would your man steal your wigs? What does he have to do with wigs? He stole the food. I get it. Empty apartment. Are you unaware of where this is going? Here's the hard truth. Us is just a movie by Jordan Peele to you. It's not a relationship. It's got Lupita Nyong'o, Winston Duke, the little black boy and the little black girl, the lady from Handmaiden's Tale, and some other people that I've never seen in movies. Us is just a film. It's not a relationship status for you. Ain't no fixing theftery. He stole wigs. Your wigs are on Craigslist right now, and they're going for less than the value. And wigs, that's the baby's Xbox? You let him steal your son's Xbox? You can't let that man back in the house. That's an egregious theftery. Egregious. He stole an Xbox and you want him back? You gotta let him go. Let him out of the relationship. It is over. He took the furniture. He took the toilet tissue. He took the TV. He took the wigs. He took the food. And you're trying to fix it? There's another man out there who won't steal your wigs. I draw the line at wigs theft. We got time for one or two more. Remember, if you want to have your questions answered on my show, email me, dearkev@kevonstage.com. Maybe I'll just prep that, throw that in every time I am looking for the question. I was offered a job at a factory and had to get a drug test. Got my girl to give me her urine beforehand. Didn't get the job because the lab report stated I was pregnant with cocaine in my system. How can she hide a baby from me? What to do? Hashtag trust gone. She's hiding more than the baby from you, sir. You're dating Pablino Escobar. She's snorting coke. You didn't mention that in your thing. I'm assuming you were just smoking the weed. Rita, you found out she's pregnant and on coke and you don't have the job? She costs you all type of stuff. Where's the cocaine fear in your life? Unless you were also on cocaine. A little nose candy, huh? A little white for the night, huh? I see you. You've been watching Euphoria, huh? HBO, starring Zendaya. Which, by the way, my kids won't be going to school anymore. If this is a potential life, they're out. Drugs, penises, it's just too much. Here's your advice, sir. Here's what you do. What to do. Tell her nothing. Leave her in the middle of the night. She'll find you. When she finds out that you know she's pregnant, oh, guess who's going to come running back to papa? You don't have a job now because of her and you? Because you couldn't take the test either. Obviously, you've been on the drugs. Y'all got a drug-induced relationship. At least you could have honesty. What if the baby ain't even yours? Ooh, it's getting spicy. I got to be able to read and hide my vision. This is crazy talk. Y'all really be going through a lot in these relationships. You've got to call her mom and say, hey, your daughter's on that coke. Your grandbaby going to come out with one eye, and it's just going to be a left eye, but it's going to be in the middle. They're going to call your baby Middle Eye Jones. That's what they're going to say about your daughter. They're going to call your daughter Middle Eye Jones. Tell that to the grandma. I guarantee you she's off the drugs. We got time for one more. Remember, submit your questions, serious or otherwise, DearKev@KevOnStage.com. At least these are funny. Whether or not they're real, whether or not they were intended for me to answer, doesn't matter. They're hilarious. So when you send your questions, make them interesting. Last one of the day. Married coworker flirted with me from day one on the job. I have someone, but I was curious about her. I dipped with her once. She had bad plastic surgery. Parentheses, disfigured butt. So I went soft. She told everyone at work I'm impotent. Wrote Viagra on my desk. Help. Ah. Good old disfigured butt. Good old butt. Cheeks that are miscentered. She looks like she's doing this when she's walking. It's tough. Who here hasn't had a disfigured butt problem? We've all had disfigured butt situations. Here's what you do, sir. Quit your job. There's no coming back from disfigured butt and Viagra written on your desk. There's no HR solution for that. Now you got to explain to HR everything that happened. You don't want these problems. You tell your boss, I quit. I've been harassed. Okay? Or you go to her desk and you write disfigured butt on her desk. And you guys just have a Sharpie war until one of you quits. This is why you don't date people at your work. Because now you're sitting here with the gummy worm and she's making fun of you. What you need is Blue Chew. They haven't even sponsored this episode, but Blue Chew is the pill for you. Okay? It's there to make sure even if you've got disfigured butt, you can still perform. Also, close your eyes. Don't focus on the disfigured butt. It's a lot to ask. You're like, man, the butt disfigured. Okay, the butt got craters and crepes and dips and divots. It's pumped up. It's like a basketball full of air. Remember the basketballs? You left them outside. They have like a knot on them. That was her butt. I understand. It's hard to focus when the butt looks like that. Like, hey, man, what's up with your butt? That's a tough pill to swallow. Right on her desk, refund. Can you get disfigured butts taken out? You go back and say, hey, this butt is off. Take it out. Give me a new butt. The best butt that a little bit of money can find. If you got disfigured butt, you didn't have too much money. You don't have Cardi B money because her butt is regular figured. You only got 20, 30 bucks, $200-$300. You're going to get the butt they get. You don't have, there's no take backs on butt. This ain't Amazon. You can't say, hey, Amazon, my butt disfigured. I want my money back. As you can see, I just want to say but like this. That's all for today. If you'd like your question featured here on Dear Kev, I'd love to read it. Email me, dearkev@kevonstage.com. And if you don't, I'm just going to be reading six brown chicks questions, which is fine with me. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you at the conference.